Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby. Thank you for joining us in this call to worship. We are looking at God's holiness and what it means to us.
Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me.
That's good. Faithfulness.
Faithfulness, faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I need every day. Faithfulness, faithfulness is what you want for me.
So take my heart.
So take my heart. Righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need every day. Righteousness, righteousness is what you want for me. So take my heart.
Father in heaven, your precious word proclaims that we are to be holy, even as you are holy. Lord, as we invest this time in your word, in scripture, both in word and in song, help us to understand what that really means and how we can be obedient to you in that area. Holiness. Help us, Lord, to hear your Spirit in our minds and in our hearts today. You know exactly what we need, and we claim your precious promises that you will and are meeting our needs. God, I ask that you would allow your people listening right now to see your fingerprints on them and circumstances surrounding them. Make it abundantly clear that you were there. You provided exactly what they needed. strengthen their faith in you, and continue to help them to grow in your grace and knowledge of you, the Holy One. Amen. Thank you for listening today to our call to worship. You are listening to Call to Worship. If this time is a blessing to you, come visit us at calltoworship.us. Our website offers many helpful features. When you visit us at calltoworship.us, you'll find programs that you can listen to right there online. You can even search them by topic. There's a huge list of programs to choose from, and you can enjoy them any time of the day and night. The playlist will tell you the names of artists you hear, as well as the title of the song and the album. In order to find a local station that airs our program, select our station finder, and then simply scroll down the list by state and city. You'll see where to find them on your radio and the time of the broadcast. And when you select the Resources tab, you'll find related ministries, devotionals to choose from, and a link to the Bible. Our website includes all this and much more at calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. As you are blessed with Call to Worship, please help us to continue with your donation to this ministry. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution, or if you prefer, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please make a note of it. Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Come on, let's stand to our feet. We are here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to give Him all the glory and all the honor that He is so worthy of. We're going to lift up our hands. The Bible says, I want men and women everywhere to lift up holy hands and praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm bursting with praise today. Amen? When I think about all the Lord has done in my life, He is worthy. And I know you can say the same. Come on, let's sing.
We stand and
come on, lift your hands to the Lord for the joy.
Yeah.
It is the prayer and financial support of listeners like you that help Call to Worship reach so many. What does the term holiness mean to you? Well, for me, it brings to mind the concept of a vessel that has been purified, dedicated for service to God. A little over 3 decades ago, I was working as a sales representative for a Christian recording company. I traveled an average of 1,200 miles per week, driving around the Midwest, so I was gone from home several days at a time. We lived in Carmel, Indiana at that time. In order to make the most of times when I was home, we enjoyed taking walks as a family, and we visited a very small park that included a spring. The water flowed freely 24 hours a day. It was cool, refreshing on a summer day, and very pure. On one of my business trips, I purchased a very special porcelain pitcher. I made certain that it would not have anything in it other than that pure water from the Carmel well. It has the words on it, "Come, all ye that thirst." And it was sanctified, set apart for serving water to our family, our children, and our friends. Let's look now into God's Word at some of His comments about holiness. When God gave instructions regarding the priest's garments, we find these words in Exodus 28. "Next, make a medallion of pure gold and engrave it like a seal with the words, Holy to the Lord." Hebrews 12, "Strive for peace with everyone and for holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." From 1 Peter, the first chapter, "But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God, who chose you, is holy. For the Scriptures say, you must be holy, for I am holy. And remember that your heavenly Father, to whom you pray, has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of Him during your time here as temporary residents. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God." Folks, within the high priestly prayer that Jesus made for us, we hear His request that His Father make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I gave myself as a holy sacrifice for them so they can be made holy by your truth. Those words found in John 17. 2 Timothy chapter 2. "But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription, The Lord knows those who are His, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil." In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use for every good work. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Luke, first chapter. "And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." From Romans 12, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Galatians 5, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives." Folks, as you walk through this life today, remember that holiness is only available through an infinitely holy God. Remember that your body is a temple of the living God. Keep your vessel clean and available for God to flow through it, blessing others. And when our senses are affected by unholy thoughts, Cleanse it right away with the washing of the Word of God through the Holy Spirit. Pray without ceasing, so that when things come up, you can confess and praise God for the blood of His Son that cleanses us from all sin. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we recognize the need for and the value of holiness in our lives. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. In the Bible, the book of Romans includes what's commonly referred to as the Romans Road to Salvation. In chapter 3, we're reminded that all of us are sinners by nature and by choice. In chapter 6, we can receive eternal life as a free gift. Romans 5, we see that God demonstrated His love for us in that while we were His enemies, Christ died for us. Later, the author of Romans makes it clear that we must trust and surrender to Jesus as Lord. And when we do, we have assurance of salvation through Jesus. I invite you to call upon Him today. Please let us know when you make a decision or have questions. By mail, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find the good news, the good news of the gospel, as well as more information about this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him.
After the singing, after the praising, after every heart is raised in harmony, after the dancing and after the shouting, after God has shown His power and majesty, when the worship time is over and we've gone our separate ways, we are still His church together. And as we meet the coming days, we must be holy. We know it's the right thing to do. We've got to be
see.